Raising Godly Children in Sodom by O.T. Osawaru. Narrated by Matthew Leonard. Chapter 1. Sodom and Gomorrah. Ancient Syrian cities Sodom and Gomorrah were situated in the Jordan Valley. When Lot, Abraham's nephew, lived there with his immediate family, heavenly fire consumed the cities. Genesis 19:24. The evil of the city of Sodom became legendary. Sodomy was a crime against the natural world that was typically connected to idolatry. To warn those who reject the faith in God, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is presented as an example. Matthew 10:15, 11:24, 2 Peter 2:6, Jude 1:7. The word is used in its typical context in Revelation 11:8. Most likely, Sodom was situated on the now-submerged plain south of the Dead Sea. Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. The Bible's sorrowful account of Sodom and Gomorrah serves as a reminder of how much God detests sin. The two angels who visited Abraham together with the Lord were disguised as three men, were sent to Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord informed Abraham that he would demolish the city because of the crimes of the inhabitants. In addition, God promised Abraham that if he could only locate 10 good people, he would spare them and spare Sodom and Gomorrah. When the two angels reached Sodom and Gomorrah, a man by the name of Lot invited them to rest at his house. Lot's home was then visited by some city men who requested of him to deliver the two guests so that they may engage in sexual contact with them. Lot, in order to defend and safeguard the two angels, offered the men his only two daughters who were virgins in their place. The angry men tried to enter Lot's house, but the angels inflicted them with blindness and escorted Lot and his family out of the city. What do we know about Sodom? Sodom, whose name means to burn in Hebrew language, and burning in Greek, was close to Siddim Valley City, Genesis 13:10, 14:1-16. Due to the residents' immorality, heavenly fire descended upon it, destroying it. Genesis 18:16 through 33, 19:1 through 29, Deuteronomy 23:17. The Bible regularly makes reference to this city and the horrible catastrophe it experienced. Deuteronomy 29:23, Isaiah 1:9, Isaiah 1:10, Jeremiah 23:14, Ezekiel 16:46 through 5, Zephaniah 2:9, Matthew 10:15, Romans 9:29, 2 Peter 2:6, etc. There is no evidence of it or the other plain cities because they were utterly obliterated. Jebel Uzdam, or the Hill of Sodom, is a group of low hills that constitute a mass of mineral salt on the southwest shore of the Dead Sea, directly across from the site of Zoar. Based on this and other considerations, it was decided that the southernmost point of the Dead Sea was where the cities of the plain were situated. On the other hand, some contend that they were at the furthest northerly point of the ocean. What do we know about Gomorrah? Gomorrah is Hebrew word for submergence. It was one of the five Siddim plain cities that were completely destroyed by fire, Genesis 10:19, 13:10, 19:24, 19:28. These cities were most likely close to one another and the current Dead Sea's northernmost point. Sodom and this city, both of which were displays of impiety and depravity, are frequently named following one another, Genesis 18:20, Romans 9:29. As an example unto others who should later live ungodly, their oblivion is noted, 2 Peter 2:6, Jude 1:4-7. Their brutality became renowned, Deuteronomy 32:32, Isaiah 1:9, Isaiah 1:10, Jeremiah 23:14. But that evil might be surpassed, Matthew 10:15, Mark 6:11. One of the cities of the plain was destroyed by fire from heaven while Lot, Abraham's nephew, lived there, Genesis 19:23 through 29. It was most likely situated on the now-submerged plain south of the Dead Sea. Others, however, placed the cities of the plain at Qumran, which is indicated on the survey map of Palestine, north of Rosh Feshka, and has remains about a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?